The man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the raiment of mine inheritance, and deliver them unto the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. Because they have done this which was evil in my sight, and having provoked me to anger, since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, and doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles 33:9. So Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err and to do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the kings of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him and heard his supplications and brought him again to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Manasseh was one of the worst devils that ever lived. I don't forget that. He was one of the worst devils that ever lived. He destroyed everything that his father had built up. He took the altars out of the synagogues. He made people worship devils. He made his children go through the fire. He was a devil from one end to the other. He was full of the devil. If I could put a little title on this tonight, I would talk about a merciful God.
Hallelujah.
A merciful God. If that had been Oscar Hughes or Brother Hutchison, we'd have said, kill him. Get rid of him. He ain't fit to live. But God didn't destroy him. He didn't destroy him. Even though Manasseh was one of the worst. I said he was full of the devil. Tore down everything that his daddy had done. But God didn't destroy him. Thank God. Aren't you glad that God didn't destroy you? Merciful God. Now, we're going to read about another man. One of the worst, even worse than Manasseh. I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but he was worse than Manasseh. Saul of Tarshish. You talk about having mercy on somebody, God had mercy on Saul of Tarshish. Let's go to Acts 9:1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, and went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he found any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. It didn't make any difference to Saul whether they was men or women. He didn't have a pound of it. He was one of the worst. He had no mercy, none whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
What kind of a man was Saul? Let's turn right real fast to 26th chapter of Acts, and let's see what kind of a man Saul was. 26:9. Verily, I thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison. Shut the saints of God up in prison. Having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. It tickled him to death to see a saint of God killed. Boy, God's merciful, ain't he? God's merciful. We can't even begin to scratch the surface how merciful God is. We hear something on the radio, and a lot of times he ought to be killed, but God has got a different look at it. And I punish them off in every synagogue and compel them to blaspheme. What if I'd come out here tonight with me a bunch of soldiers and you people sitting here getting ready to worship God and tell you to curse God? Blaspheme. That's what he does. Oh, I do this. Now, hold your horses here a minute. You don't know what you do. We think we would. But where was a man compel them to blaspheme? And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto the strange cities. In the 8th chapter of Acts, in the 3rd verse, and Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hurling men and women, committing them to prison. But still yet God had mercy on him. Going back over to 9:3, and as he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You're not going to persecute God's people very long, get by with it. You will for a while. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. God's merciful. He went to the city, he went to a place, and God said, Ananias, there. And Ananias didn't want to go. He said, I've heard, he was arguing with God. He said, I've heard a lot about this man. But God said, he prayeth. You take a devil, when he gets converted, you better watch him, because he's going to be just as good for God as he was for the devil, or maybe better. Thank God. He knows what the devil done for him, and he's going to try his best to work for God. Thank God. I've seen some people that wasn't worth. I heard Brother Claude Ely standing right here. Said his mother told him, he said, God, you're not worth the salt that goes in your bread. I mean, he was a devil, but God had mercy on him. I heard him talk about Brother Klausheimer, cuss every breath, even curse God. And you know what God done to him? He humbled him down and saved him, and forgive all of his sins.
Glory to God.
wrote his name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And no doubt Clarence is up there right now looking down. God's merciful. He's merciful. I thought about, I was reading here a while back about how God led the children out of Egypt and got them to the Red Sea, parted the sea for them. Every Israelite, I don't know how they went. They didn't go in single file because it would have reached all the way across. They was probably 4 abreast, 5 abreast, 10 abreast. They was thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of men, women, and children, sheep, goats, mules, horses, everything going across that sea. And here come Pharaoh's army. The Lord looked out of a cloud through the fire and started taking chariot wheels off of the Egyptians. Taking them off, and this one wrecked, and that one wrecked, and this one wrecked, and that one wrecked. And finally, when all the Egyptians got in the sea, the Lord just told Moses, said, stretch that rod out. Stretched it out and drowned every one of them. God will take care of you tonight. He'll take care of you tonight. I'm not a bit worried of what he won't take care of me. If I'll just do my best for the Lord. Thank God. There's going to be a payday one of these days. I heard a brother preaching, Brother Sexton and his wife heard him preaching the other night about what good was Good Friday. You know what the good part of it was? The resurrection. If there hadn't been a crucifixion, there wouldn't have been a resurrection. Aren't you glad that...